Mother of two Shaljal Panthri gave birth to her first son in India and her second in Australia. For her firstborn, Rundrash, now aged four, Miss Panthri engaged in a common cultural tradition that involves bed rest in the immediate period after giving birth and a carefully tailored diet.
You have to stay at home for 40 days, and around 11 days you have to have complete bed rest if possible. In tradition, it is believed that even after giving birth, a woman is prone to infections and so many health problems can arise, like spinal back pain. And so there is a strict diet that you need to follow. You need to keep yourself warm and follow the diet that is warm enough.
Miss Panthri migrated to Australia 2 years ago and gave birth to her second son, Vian, just 2 months ago. This time around, she says she abandoned the cultural practice after she became aware of the potential risks associated with immobility.
Here, the doctors ask you to move because I had a C-section. They advised me to move as much as possible so that there are no blood clots. So I've not been doing bed rest.
Venous thromboembolism, known as VTE, is a condition caused by blood clots and is one of the leading causes of preventable maternal deaths in Australia. Though it's rare, there are warnings that immobility after giving birth increases the risk of VTE, particularly in cases where women have had caesareans. Bed rest after birth is common among Chinese, Indian, Sri Lankan, Pakistani and Bangladeshi communities. A first-of-its-kind study has looked at the extent in which migrants in Australia are observing the practice in order to determine how health professionals can understand and accommodate their needs. The research was conducted by the Institute for Maternal and Fetal Medicine at Sydney's Westmead Hospital. Midwife Sarah Malov was the lead author.
We wanted to know if they did do it and what it meant when they said they were rested. How immobile were they? Did you change your baby's nappy? Did you do any housework? Did you do any cooking? Did you ever leave the house? To really gauge how immobile people were. And we found that it was a highly practiced tradition.
Researchers interviewed 150 new mothers in Western Sydney, an area with a high proportion of migrant communities. It found 85% of participants, most from Chinese and Indian backgrounds, had rested in their home in the 30 days after giving birth, while more than half had practiced complete bed rest. Miss Malov stresses there are benefits to the practice.
Yeah, I think that would be very good for breastfeeding and for that bonding time. If these women have just their baby to look after, I think is wonderful, and not the pressure of trying to do a million things at once, which often women in our cultural there's cultural expectations for women to be superwomen, and I think that it's lovely for them to have just that time to concentrate on looking after their baby.
But she warns of the risks, particularly due to the increasing rates of C-sections in Western cultures.
So for everybody who's had a caesarean section or had a very long labour, they're more at risk. And so if you practice postpartum rest, for cultural reasons, then there is a risk of venous thromboembolism.
Mother Shaljal Panthri says while she was made aware of the potential dangers, that's not the case for others in the community.
I don't think that most of the people are aware of the risk. Like, if you are doing a complete bed rest, there is a chance of blood clots. I don't think much more people are aware of it. Even in hospital, I was talking to some ladies, so they were planning to have a complete bed rest for, like, 1 or 2 weeks after C-section, which is not advised.
Ms. Malov says the study's findings have highlighted a need for more education around these cultural practices. She emphasises that women shouldn't be discouraged from the tradition, but rather be informed of how it can be adapted to avoid health risks.
Health professionals really should be aware of the different care that or advice they may need to give some cultural groups. So maintaining good hydration by drinking plenty of fluids and moving around, it's generally preventable. We would advise healthcare professionals and women from these communities that to support these cultural practices, because we want to support people maintaining their cultural links, because this is really important, particularly in families, to maintain that link to their cultural heritage.